The Syrian Prime Minister, Wael al-Halghi, has denounced the U.S. and its allies for supporting Syria's opposition groups. Washington has been arming the insurgents in Syria as part of the U.S.-led campaign against the ISIL. The U.S. Senate has recently earmarked $500 million to support what it calls moderate militants. In Bolivia, incumbent Evo Morales has won a third term as president with a landslide win in general elections. Morales got 61% of the vote, while his closest rival, Samuel Doria Medina, won only 24%. Morales now extends his time in office to 14 years until January 2020. Hundreds of Afghans have taken to the streets of the capital Kabul to protest the continued presence of U.S. troops in their country. The protesters shouted slogans to show their anger at a security pact that would allow some U.S. troops to remain after NATO-led forces pull out this year. Nationalist candidates of Bosnia's Croats, Muslims, and Serbs are ahead in the country's tripartite presidential race. Bakir Izetbegovic looks set to win again as a Muslim member of the presidency. This is while Zeljko Savanovic and Dragan Kovic are leading the race for the Serbs and Croats, respectively. Pro-Russian militias and the Ukrainian army exchange artillery fire near Donetsk airport, the government's last outpost in the area is controlled by pro-Russians. Meanwhile, residents of Donetsk say the flashpoint city is shelled daily despite a shaky truce between the two sides back in September. Turkey keeps blocking military equipment destined for Kurdish fighters defending the city of Kobani. Ankara also prevents Turkish Kurds from crossing the border to join the fighting against the ISIL in northern Syria. Reports say that the militants have failed to advance since Friday but are sending in reinforcements. National Health Service staff across the UK plan to go on strike over what they call unfair pay and salary terms. The four-hour walkout was planned after an expected 1% pay raise was blocked by the Department of Health. Health workers complained their salaries would not meet their purchasing power. Brazilian presidential hopeful Aécio Neves has earned a key endorsement from environmentalist candidate Marina Silva in his bid to defeat incumbent Dilma Rousseff. Neves lost to Rousseff in the first round, but opinion polls now show him in dead heat with her ahead of the October 26th runoff.